Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. Truly, I thank God for being here today. Thank God for my husband. Praise God. I truly thank God for those who have an ear to hear what God is saying today. I thank God for the Holy Ghost fire coming down upon me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Thank God for the rose of Sharon. Praise God of the sweet-smelling Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, I truly thank God. Complete, complete in Him. Ye are complete in Him. Yes, we can be complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. From the crown of head to sore feet, He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. That's the word. Praise God. I did not make this up. That's the word. We shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, that you'll be complete in Him. As He and the Father is complete, we have to be complete in Him. Oh, I truly thank God. Oh, thank God for His rain. Rain on me, Lord. Rain, rain, rain. Rain on your people. Oh, Father God, let your freshness and your dewness, praise God, rain on them. Let them be fresh blossom before you, oh God, so you can smell them of their righteousness, of their prayers, Father God. Let the anointing, praise God, and the ointment of your sweet, of their prayers, Father God, reach up to your nostrils, praise God, that you will smell them. Rain, rain, rain on them, my Father. Oh God, thank you that you are, make them be what they are, body, soul, and spirit. And I truly thank God, yes, that He will drop down the dew. Oh, praise God, like a honeydew. Praise God, that He will refresh you every step of the way. And I know that we all need a refreshing in this day and hour, in the time that we are living in. We need to be rejuvenated. Oh, praise God, that He restore us and bring back what we had lost in the Garden of Eden. Praise God, that we'll be restored, everything that was taken from us by the hand of Satan. But yes, let Him rain on you. Rain, rain, rain. Oh, I thank God for Jesus. Now today, I would like to read in the book of Matthew, the 8th chapter, pertaining to your faith. Praise God. And I truly thank God for faith. If you don't have faith, how can we please God? And we truly thank God because God is faithful with His faith, because everything that God said, it come to pass. Praise God, because He believed in His word and He will not go against His word. He even obeyed His word. Oh, praise God. And He wanted to do it likewise. He wants us to be faithful to His word, to be obedient to His word, and to believe in His word. Oh, I thank God for Jesus. And down here, I'm going to read, praise God, when the Lord, praise God, was speaking in this day and hour, and we know that nothing too hard for the Lord in the day that we are living in. And then He said, and behold, there came a leper and worshiped Him, saying, Lord. And this is the 8th chapter of Matthew, when this was happening. And like I said, behold, there came a leper and worshiped Him, saying, Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth His hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. Immediately his leprosy was clean. And Jesus said unto him, see, thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when Jesus was entering into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, looking for him, and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, and I thank God for Jesus, for His word. Now this man's faith was powerful. Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that follow, very, very, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. And I truly thank God for the centurion. He had a faith that was very unique. And sometimes you may need to ask God, say, Lord, give me the gift of faith. Praise God. There is a gift of faith. When somebody can speak it, they know it can happen. Praise God. But now these days that we are in this time, and the world is very, very, very weary. It weary the minds of the people. And people don't have faith like they used to. They don't know what to believe anymore. Praise God. They believe that God don't exist. God not operating no more. God can't do this no more. But they are sadly mistaken. God's still in operation. Praise God. It's just that the mind of that person, that individual, that mind, praise God, lose sight of God and their eyes on the cares of the world and looking at the situation instead of looking to the Creator. Praise God. And that Creator is the Almighty God, the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. And God is not dead. He's still alive. But we got to learn how to believe in His word and trust in His word. This moved Jesus when the centurion said, no, you don't have to come to my house. Just speak the word. And see, God wants us to speak the word with authority and believe in what we are saying. And that's why I thank God for St. Mark, the 11th chapter, starting at the 21st verse. Praise God. And then Jesus said, starting at the 22nd, have faith in God. First or 21st, have faith in God. And 22nd, whatsoever you speak to the mountain, believe and not doubt, it shall come to pass. It moved, praise God. So we got to believe in what we say. We got to believe in our prayer. We cannot be wavering mind. We cannot be shaking in the spirit. We got to speak with authority. Praise God. Whatever your heart desire, whatever you want God to do, you cannot be wavering mind for God. Praise God. You got to stand firm in His word. Whatever it is, if you declare your healing, if you declare financial blessing, you declare something that you want God to do for you, you got to stand on His word and believe in what His word said. Praise God. And this moved Jesus. Praise God. And I truly thank God. And double Jesus say, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. See, the Lord wants to find great faith that He can do the operation. He wants a mind, a body, and a soul so that it could be lined up together and believe whatever God said in His word. And His word will come forth. Praise God. See, we got to learn how to exercise in God's word. We got to get in that spiritual realm, praise God, to know what God wants us to do and to operate in what He wants us to do. And I truly thank God for Jesus. We got to learn how to strap up our boots, praise God, and throw our shoulders backwards, praise God. And let the devil know, no, I know what God say in His word. And I believe what God say in His word because He would not go away from His word. See, we got to remind God of what His word say. That's what God want us to do. And that's the only way He can move His hand, by you remind Him of His word by faith, praise God. And that's how God moved, by faith, by you let Him know what His word is saying, praise God. And I thank God for Jesus, for all that He is in the time and hour that we are living in. Because His word is faithful. His word is true. His word will break every yoke, break every curse that coming against you. His word will take away the oppression and depression. His word will heal your body. His word will bring forth blessing into your household. His word will bring the family together. His word will bring love together. His word will mend the things that you expect in your household, in your life. His word will establish as long as you learn how to operate, how to speak his word, and how to remind him of his word, because his word will come forth. Never than anything in this time that we are in, his word will come forth. Now, we don't need to doubt. You don't have time to doubt, because time is about to come. Praise God. And Jesus is on his way. So we don't have time to be wavering mind. We need to be stay forward, stay focused, speak with authority, and let the devil know what God say in his word, because his word will come forth than none than ever. Praise God. So we need to thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. And that's the reason why he was saying of what he told this man, I'm going to come to your house. And the centurion said, no, you just speak the word. I just want you to speak the word. I know your word will not fade. I know you're a man of God. I respect you. I know that you will speak with authority, because I heard so much about you. I know without a shadow of doubt that I know he will be healed. Once I leave out your presence, I know that he will be healed. And while he did that, and when he left out of Jesus' presence, one of his servant came to him and said that the child would live. Praise God. So nothing too hard for the Lord if we believe in his word and trust in his word, because I know that his word will come to pass. And I know because Abraham, and I thank God that God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I thank God for Yeshua, Yahweh. Yes, he is and always will be. And there's one thing about God, going to do whatever he see fit. However he see fit, it's going to be all right with him. Whether we believe him or not, his word will come forth. His word will not go down. His word will stand strong. He will not waver with his word. His word, that's why I say everything going, the Bible say everything going down but the word of God. He will come forth than ever before. And we as a people of God, we got to stand firm and believe in what his word said. We don't need a waver. We don't need a doubt. We need to just believe in what he say in his word. And some people will come around you and say, do you believe in all that, what that Bible said? You got to stand bold and say, yes, I believe everything what God said in his word, because God don't lie. And whatever God said, it will come to pass. And you have to help them to realize that God is real. He's real in me. He's real upon me. And I truly thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters, we need to be realistic and know that God is doing what he say he's going to do. We got to be real for him. He's looking for good soldiers, bold soldiers, soldiers who will do whatever he say do. Now, my brothers and sisters, may God keep you and watch over you in this day and hour. You have been listening to the Rosa Sharon broadcast with Pastor Joyce Frankfield and Outreach Ministry of the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, located at 4609 North US 1 in Fort Pierce, Florida. I hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our morning worship service. For more information and directions, please call 772-242-1718. If you have questions about today's program or would like to contact Pastor Joyce, please write to Joyce Crankfield, Rosa Sharon, P.O. Box 3821, Fort Pierce, Florida 34948, or by email at jcrankfield88@comcast.net. Our number again is 772-242-1718.